huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge. The stupidest things entrepreneurs say. Now, I'm only sharing two with you on this rant because I can't take more than two stupid comments in one episode. Now, before I get a load of shit, this is kind of a bit of fun, but these are things that are not common sense, that are actually contrarian. And there is this common wisdom that many entrepreneurs, most, I would argue just one man band really, things they say that I believe through my 15 years of experience is completely and utterly wrong. Now, right now in my disruptive entrepreneur community, I've got a thread going and I've asked you all, what are the stupidest things that you think there are that entrepreneurs say, that business owners say? And I would love your thoughts. So jump in the disruptive entrepreneur community and let's share some stupid things, some common sense that isn't so common. And then I can deliver you some education around that and help you. So the first one that gives me an aneurysm is the product sells itself. Nothing fucking sells itself. What? The product grows legs, gets in the car with its briefcase, drives around the country selling itself to everyone. The product takes your credit card, processes your credit card details, takes the money, looks up. No, whenever anyone says the product sells itself, it means they don't know how to sell the freaking product. So your product never sells itself. And then some people say, oh yeah, but Rob, you know, Elon Musk, his cars sell themselves, Teslas sell themselves, iPhones sell themselves. No, they don't. These companies have been built over 15 and 20 years with billions and billions of dollars worth of investment. And people have been, how many brand companies and consultants and marketers have got around the table to sell an iPod or an iPhone? I'll give you an example of this. The iPod didn't sell itself, but the marketing slogan, 10,000 songs in your pocket, that sold the iPod. And that is not the iPod selling itself. Hi, I'm an iPod and I'm selling myself. Nothing sells itself. Don't be naive. You have to go out and sell it. Because the thing is, the assumption on when someone says the product sells itself, or you think it's such a great product, it will sell itself. That almost excuses you of the marketing, the sales, the story in the brand, the origin story, the team that you have to build, the funnel or the client journey, the conversion environments, the ads you have to write, the customer service, the building the ideal client profile and knowing exactly who to target. It sort of, it excuses all that. You don't need to do all of that because the product sells itself. Please, if you ever hear anyone saying the product sells itself, stop what you're doing, hit the pause buttons and go and slap them in the face. Actually, maybe don't. The second thing I think that is one of the stupidest things that entrepreneurs say, build it and they will come. Actually, I don't even know if entrepreneurs do say it. I think even the wise sages of the ages, they say, build it and they will come. No, build it and then freaking go and get everyone and drag them over and give them a deal and a discount and create, a demand over supply. And again, create a story and a marketing angle and consistency on social media and frequenting where your ideal clients are, etc. Again, if someone says, well, I built it and I'm just waiting for them to come, you'll be dead before they come. I'm going to build a shop in the middle of the Sahara Desert, but because the product sells itself in my shop and I built the shop, so therefore they'll all come, I'm going to wait in the middle of the desert for everyone to come. But it's the same online. You can have a social media platform. You can have a Facebook page. You can have a Facebook group. You can have a podcast. So, you know, with my podcast, I started to get some fairly nice consistent growth and I thought, this is great. I just have to keep producing the podcast episodes. I'm going to get consistent compounding over time, which is going to give me exponential growth. It doesn't happen like that. I have to regularly publish my podcast. I have to post the new episode on all the channels. We have to repurpose and cut a lot of the content in audio into video, into shorts for TikToks and Instagram reels and YouTube shorts, and then the longer content onto YouTube, etc. So, little rant over. Whew. The two stupidest things I think I hear entrepreneurs say are the product sells itself. It doesn't, you have to sell it. And you have to find out who wants to buy it. And you have to create a great marketing campaign and make it more desirable and more valuable than your competitors. And there has to be a fair and sustainable and scalable profit margin in it. The second stupidest thing they say is build it and they will come. No, build it, then go get them. And you might have to go get them for many years. You know these successful entrepreneurs who say it takes 10 years to become an overnight success. They didn't build it and wait. So don't build it and wait. If you're going to be great at anything, be great at marketing. Now, of course, it'd be great to have a great product that apparently sells itself. But if you're great at marketing, you could probably sell most products. But so many good people who are got a good product and service, who are really well educated and got a load of letters after their name and have done loads of courses and, you know, been to uni and got a degree and a master's and spent $100,000 on their education, yet they still don't know how to market. Like, I went to university. I know you probably wouldn't have thought it, but I did. And I did an architecture degree. And my tutor didn't have an architect's practice. And there was not one module in 3 years of architecture which taught you how to get architectural clients, which taught you how to build an architectural practice in terms of the business element. There was not one module. Go figure. Okay, cool. So make sure you're in the Disruptive Entrepreneur community. If you're listening to the Rob's Rant episode of the Disruptive Entrepreneur, and come and join the discussion, have a bit of fun, share with me the stupidest things that you think entrepreneurs say. And then I'll do a rant on it if I agree, and I'll shout you out on my podcast. And if you're watching in the Disruptive Entrepreneur community, make sure you're regularly tuning in to the Disruptive Entrepreneur. We're nearly 700 episodes in. We've got something massive and special for episode 700. So make sure you're subscribing and listening to the Disruptive Entrepreneur. Don't say stupid things that aren't true. Build it, then go get them. Sell the product, because it won't sell itself. And remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything.